Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to the Nata PR School podcast, episode number 9. Today, we talk about the number 4 of the Nata PR model, which is give them the tools they need. For those who are not familiar with our Nata PR model, you can get it for free on our website. It's 6 steps to create a successful PR campaign. You go on our website, natapr.com, N-A-T-A-P-R.com, and in exchange of your email, you will receive it entirely for free. For those who are following us, we've been talking about the model in previous episode, but you don't need to listen to those before listening to this one where we talk about step number 4, which seems a very obvious tactic. Give them the tools they need. They is the media, the influencers. What do they want and what do we need to have by the time they get in touch with us or they finally pick up your story and they are interested by what you are proposing them? So make sure you're ready. This means this is what you need to have ready to send. First of all, the product itself, to test it, right? It might seem obvious, but sometimes we work with companies and they are so short in time, or they really want to have their project in the hands of the press before, let's say, Black Friday or the holidays, and they confirm we will receive some of their products a certain date. And then, you know, when the time comes, we don't have it. This can be very tricky. This can make you lose coverage. So this is why you have to have some of these elements. Actually, there are 6 basic information, basic tools you need to have in your hands to be ready for any request. So the first one is obviously the product itself or your service, depending on what you're proposing, bloggers and journalists. You absolutely need high resolution pictures, 360 dpi, of your product on a white background. I'll go in depth and talk about this point because this is so crucial. Number 3. You need to have a list of all the suggested retail prices or retail price if it's one product. I know sometimes in the food industry, it's kind of tricky because many supermarkets will sell it for less or for more money, but you need to have this retail price. We call it a suggested by you, suggested retail price. A list of points of sale. Where can we find your product? We also need, point 5, a web reference, a website to find where your products are on sale. And more, this is something you need to know because we're losing some coverage once in a while. More and more media, online media especially, they want to have a link. If they talk about one of your product or you in an article, they want to include a link, which is amazing, by the way, a link on which the readers can click and get right away to your product. So they want to serve their readers or followers at the highest level, right? So they want to have this reference, this link where they can click and buy it right away. So make sure you have that. It can be on your own website. If you're selling your own product, you know, then it's easy for you to understand how crucial it is. But sometimes I know with everything happening also during the pandemic, more and more people now can offer online their products. For some industry, it was quite difficult. I know some of my clients who were selling products in pharmacies, for example, was a bit tricky for them to promote their website, but it's no longer a problem as you can imagine now. So make sure you have this online reference. So that's number 5. Number 6. Another obvious point, you need to know like the exact date when your product will arrive on store shelves. This is super important, especially if you decide to promote your own product ahead of time because you want to be in magazines. Let's say some of the woman magazines is your target clients and you want to be featured in some specific magazine. So all this to say that you have to make sure you know when the products are going to be in store. In the food industry, sometimes it's tricky in other industries as well, beauty and others, to find out exactly when the product's going to be in store because, you know, by the time, you know, everybody receives it and it's out of the box and they have the time to put it on the shelves, sometimes there are a few days, sometimes weeks before it's easy to find a product. So make sure, even if you think it's beginning of November and you're quite sure, sometimes, you know, take it at 10 days and say, well, it's going to be November 15. So nobody, like the readers are not going to be frustrated if they read in their magazine that it's November 1st and let's say in their location, their store tells them, well, we don't have it. Right? Missed opportunities, right? So these are the six main tools you need. There are some other tools, press releases and more information like that. But I really wanted to just give you these tips. They're simple, but if sometimes you're just missing one, then you just lose the opportunity to be featured sometimes in a magazine where they will be talking about, let's say, vegan ice cream. And, they discover your product at the last second and they were preparing a story on vegan ice cream or vegan food and you just appeared on their radar and they wanted right away. So if you don't have all the information, you might miss this chance to be featured in that article. And know that to be featured in magazines, it's sometimes 4 to 6 months, depending on the market or if it's a very specialized magazine, before the paper edition is published. And they decide on their subjects many months before, as you can see, 4 to 6 sometimes. And yeah, if you don't have the information and all the information, you might miss this amazing opportunity to be sometimes even interviewed on something or be featured, as I said, or appear in a sometimes very interesting article for you where your readers would find out about you. And I would say resist sending any information if you don't have all the tools on hand. You only have one chance to make a good impression. And it's true with the press and influencers. The big ones and the good ones are busy. So they decide sometimes at the last minute, especially media decides at the last minute. It happens often that they decide at the last minute. So if you don't have the information, then you might lose this great opportunity. So if you don't have the image, picture, price, and all the relevant information, please don't contact them. Make sure you have everything before even pressing send on your email. And I just wanted to go back to point number 2, right? So we were mentioning 6 tools that you need. The first one, the product, or, you know, all the information about your service. 2, high resolution pictures. 3, the suggested retail price. 4, a list of points of sale. 5, a web reference, an online store where people can buy right away. The date when your product's going to be on shelf. So that's number 6. Point number 2, this is an ongoing fight with so many of our clients. Many of you have an online store now. Taking pictures of your product is a no-brainer anymore. But you take pictures of your jeans with a beautiful young woman in all of your jeans. But you don't have these flat pictures on white background. And there's a large majority of media that won't use the pictures with your girl in the jeans. And this is what we do sometimes. We do that. We compile all the missed opportunities. We've done it with two clothing company actually. And after that, they decided to include, you know, you don't need like to have a large budget to do that. But it's a specific way also of taking pictures of product without any humans in it or without any context around it. So what we call the white background, because then they can include these pictures in their story very easily. Back in the days, media were sending courier, paying for courier to come and pick up your products. and take their own pictures. It happens still once in a while. They don't pay for the courier anymore, though. So you have to send them the product and then they take the picture of it. Back in the days, my God, many, many decades ago, I remember where they were sending courier pickup stuff and bringing it back to us. Oh my God. We really live in a different world right now. All this to say that these are very simple things, but keep in mind that if you don't have that, you might just not be there, just not be featured. And I wanted to talk just briefly about the press release. This is what we hear at the agency, that some other younger agencies don't send press releases anymore. So what are they sending? Products alone? And I was really like surprised by this statement, but some media told us, well, it's happening more and more. So no, that according to Cision is a huge company buying all the database, and we all subscribe, us PR agencies, professional PR agencies in the world, we probably all give them money to have access to their database. So all this to say that there's a lot of free stuff on their website, in their blog. So if you go, you will find it. They call it the annual report on the state of the media. The last one is 2018 that I have. And what it says, many things about journalists, but in several countries, they still use the press release as their main source of information. So to me, we have to work on press releases or be very specific in what we send. It can be an email, but if you send a product without something with it, I'm sure you're losing your chance to be featured. Bloggers and influencers receive hundreds, really, not one, two, three, sometimes more products, of course, but email. So they forget about it. And it's really a nightmare for them to find it back sometimes. So if you don't have the press release with your product that you send, I'm sure you're missing some opportunity to be visible. So all this to say that between 60 and 73% of journalists, depending on the country, it goes, well, let's say like at least 65% average journalist wants to have a press release because this is where they get their information. So voila. And if you want to know more, right, or dig deeper and learn how we use that, we are teaching it. Like you probably know by now that I created a new service at the agency called Nada PR School. And this is where I'm teaching small group of people how to really use PR, linked to their marketing plan, integrated with their social media strategy. And we tell you how to build those tools and how to be smart and be featured. So this is really hard for us to judge, but I know from when we hire other people from other agencies that we probably generate, I would say, 30 to 50% more coverage than any other people just because of these important things that I'm telling you right now. So you want to know more? You want to find out about our trainings? We have free trainings also. Follow us on our social media to register to our next free webinars or our next training. I'll be more than happy to teach you, help you build your plan, anything you need. I'll be more than ecstatic to teach you how to use PR because we strongly believe it's an amazing tool. So follow us on our Facebook page, Instagram. We have two Instagram accounts. One is for Nada PR School and the other one is for Nada PR. So you'll have information there about when we have trainings. So hopefully this was really helpful for you and I hope you'll be joining us next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to nadapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.